different, the gopis are in three groups. Gopis have three groups. Those who are sadhans, those who are
deva kanya,
and those that are eternal nitya. So amongst the
we have something discussed about 5 or 6 days before all this.
Oh, someone else.
In our more compound.
In our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here? Jautiki.
Jautiki. Jautiki. Jautiki not?
First
Jautiki.
Jautiki.
Then Jautiki.
Jautiki.
In a group and not in a
those
group.
Who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one or in groups of 2 or 3 in the land of Raja. These Jautiki gopis may be divided into 2 groups. Prachina and Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have come. Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of human, demigoddess, or other mothers. And then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. So I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be, it not may be. If you are practicing, and only we want to be the next servant of Kishori Radhika Ji. Don't want anything. Only that thing. Krishna come, will come. You say, what you want? I want to be Radha Dasi. I want to be Rupanjari Dasi. No. You should be the servants of what? No gopis?
No.
Deva Kanya or anything. Any gopis, not gopis. Sadhak meant that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should he not take this post? Then he takes that post. Then Krishna takes it.
Next.
But these are chains. Steps. But very slowly. And those who go direct, they don't, quotes and quotes, less and less, what can go? But I will be only that. Not less than that. So much greed. Then they will have your journey in Jyoti. And there they will have association with Nitya Siddha. And they call you Jyoti. Rasa and every lila.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important.
Ramasamhita, I have also given what Krishna
we have one, I am telling of that. The Punatyagvati Thakur Tika, we have discussed here. Of Kanta Shloka.
29,
chapter 6, 9 and 10.
Nine and ten.
Text 9 and 10.
About the different types of
Gopis. Bhutat Subha. Bhutat Subha. That is. There are two slopes.
About the different types of Gopis.
Gopis.
Yeah, 9 and 10.
And this should be taken. Jigosanya has also given, but this is very.
Yes, Jiva Goswami has given slightly different explanation. What number is that? Text?
Number
10. 8 and 9.
Okay. This is Lokvishnu Mahatma clearly written all this. He has also cleared his there that in Jyotaki, in Jyotaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many, they were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a gopi. Next time. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasleela. But those who have the children and affection for children, those who have been associated with their husband, they could not go and they had no association. But they have heard the Krishna bhajan, so they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras, but their husband
stopped them.
And they were separated from their Gunmaya Deha, not leaving their this body, taking it their body. Only Gunmaya Bhav was that Bandhan were all cut off. What Bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my everything. All connection, all affections were cut off. These are called Bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. No, could you please? Will you take water? Aap log lenge?
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
He is here. Guru went with his physical body to Guru alone. But it is stated in Narad Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, it went to Vaikuntha. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sei kale krishna tare kare atma samarpan. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. Have you read this thing?
Probably, but I don't know.
Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. When a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra from Gayatri or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time, Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna does this sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna is chinmay and he makes them chinmay. But not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's gunmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing. And gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta there becomes full chinmay, but he has to left it anyhow, whether anyone can see or not, because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
In this body. In the in a different drishti mein.
Second.
Other vision.
Sadharan. There was no sadhar. They thought that with this body, physical body he is going. That actually it was not.
Pandavas
also. Same thing. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kirtan for BC, always this material is here and physical body is here and immortal. Krishna sevav upayogi sarir se ko chala jata hai.
So I think we will stop now. We all have to every day go back at a certain time. Saying it, our Guru is Radha Damodar Guru, but we must make offerings. We're all. So maybe we will at this time stop each day. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow, we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject. And we will discuss some points of the
key topic.
Key topic. And then we will discuss about it.
So tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Okay. Chapter 33.
We can outline the subject matter.
We can make note of the most important topic, even if we come question. And we may come 9:15. No problem?
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15, I think.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan Roop.
So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In evening, I can return.
No, but we can go there.
Yes.
We can see you there.
Yes.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow.
here. Tomorrow you're here.
Tomorrow we are here.
It's very difficult. When you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our mind. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But our myself.
All this grace of your Gurudev and mine. If you have not met, nothing but that. If you are in hell, but Gurudev took us from hell, and he has sent in Mathura, Vrindavan, and given so beautiful things. So you are. All the time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara. If Rupa Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy, but now we feel
by reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them.
How the worshippers of Radharani, followers of Radharani, they feel
loudly.
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasyam, how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
He wants to hear.
I want to hear your own.
Just you explained that Lalita and Vishakha and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels, simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and being with Srimati Radharani. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanu.
Sambandhanu.
The meaning of Kamanu. Want Krishna. That is command as gopi. So every gopi, like every Radhanuga, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. but secondary. No phal bhog kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhog, kind of bhog. So they never want. So they want to this sakhi, Sevika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and all Rupanand Vaishnavas want to serve Srimati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By the Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna both.
True Radhika.
Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more
Pleasure.
So that is the idea of Radha Guru Vaishnava. Understand? Clear? So the answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from Naveen. Yesterday he brought up one question about the describes how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and 1/3 Dwarka, 1/3 Mathura, and 1/3 Vrindavan. Now, out of those is Pati and Upapati relationship. So what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kubja is Samanya. So it does not come in the line of Swaki or Parki. Only Samanya.
Samanya
means not a deceased Rati. He doesn't want the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desires there.
But he does not want any another person. So it has counted in Rati. Only for this bhakti.
So then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka?
And Pati in Vrindavan.
And where is the example of Pati?
Krishna is Pati of Satsadhama Rukmi. But the wives of other Jadavas were nearly married. If they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati.
Mathura,
that means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So, the desire came
to Pati in Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura,
yes,
he killed Krishna.
That's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is Bhakti in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi, Rup Goswami and Jeev Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura.
And Pati in Vrindavan?
Sometimes, somewhere in Puran, it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura. Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura.
I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Those who Sarvakatyayini, some of them not real pati, but like pati.
Yeah.
By
as one example.
Some gopis, not
the mood is like.
Mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they yes want that Krishna mood.
They have that
the idea, abhiman.
They pray to Katayana.
Katayana and Krishna himself recognizes them. So they knew as the abhiman that Krishna is always there, but not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva?
You told us, yeah.
And Devadharma is also there.
He
knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about... He
has remembrance more than me. I forget everything. But he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They are group leaders.
Yeah, so
but they do not have any abhiman that they are group. But yes, they were. Eight Sakhivas.
All group leaders.
Narita. And Dalitan Gant, Vishakha Gant, Sitra Gant, and eight Sakhivas. And more than this,
but they have no Anand
Manjari. No, actual. They wanted to meet Radhan. But Bhadra, Yamala,
Pali,
no, Pali Sadhya like Vishakhar of Vrindavan. The Kaura teacher, Kotha teacher. Pichu.
In, we read in Ujjana Nilamani that the relationship of Subal with Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis and knowing that he was... It was very deep like that. So what is,
Krishna used to send Subal.
Yes.
To do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to avisar. And anyhow, by ishara means, by any, that he should come. Ishara mani ki hare? Ishara.
Indication.
Gupta indication. Hidden indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, else to Radhika, not directly, not going there, anyhow by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika, Krishna wants to meet her. Madhur madhur nishayam jyotaru bhasitayam sintukukham suvasa klipsakarapuru rusa subala sukham iteta subala sakha iteta dutika nasthasta Indunal in Purna Chandra Panchandra Purnima wearing white dress, white is white pillar, purity. Mukta white. No manjis, no purna. Shubhal is going onward. And next, Srimati Radhika, taking Srimanga, she will go.
Taking Subhal.
Subhal is going alone onward, and Srimati Radhika, taking Subhal and Krishna. With two from this body, but there was one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend are.
His rasa with Krishna, it is Satyaras, there's no Madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question.
Sakha here, but not only Sakha, he wants to meet Krishna, and he helps. You know, kya sunega? Sun karke kya hoga? Kuch bhajan karo sab kuch. Abhi chitta chanchal tum logon ka, abhi idhar kabhi udhar. Aao, abhi sadhan hari naam karo, chant karo.
Wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Priya Narma Sakha.
Yeah.
He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Vyabhichari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari. He likes Priya Narma Sakha.
Special category.
Not like human Kishori.
But nothing more than the.
More than Sakha, Mitra Sakha, Prana Sakha is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna. That he mamata, when Krishna is mine, so that he is greater than all another sukha, Madhamangal, Sridham, and all. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika,
the form.
Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all of the gopis. Meantime, anyone, Padma, the Sakhi of Seventu, mother in Jatila, and that she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirvan in a cave or kunj. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that fact, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhana, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirvan. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and we are meeting. Oh, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
And he has made Subal as Radhika and playing. And he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked. And they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. It will be fair. So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Kunti and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Kunti Radhika. So sometimes bhav is so high, then he takes the form of Mahabhav a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shapes are like same. If Sridhami is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she is seen as she is Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal. And Subal
pacifies.
She speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes lady and his bhav is like gopis. His bhav is always as friend. But so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Armanda, and Prakabda.
It is mentioned that the gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Prakabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, of course, Vama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Komara, Kishore, Govinda, all
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Achinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he is every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vaishnavi are most important. Because Gopi's ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore is Shrestha Chaitanya Chaitanya. It has been stated. Vaya Kaishoro kam bhayam adya eva
parorasam.
It's like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital, so much fragrant, so much komal,
soft,
so much bhava-purna, lalita, and every qualification in fluid.
Sure. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, Nitya-pri gopis, the Nitya-siddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis are not yet
ripened,
but by hearing about rust, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
garden,
picks up so many mangoes. Some are half ripen, some are half not ripe at all. Only full, young. Young becomes ripe. Ripe becomes more ripe. And another ripes are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to take this. So, we have given very beautiful description. Very elaborate.
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is not in the Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that. He passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives bij means seed. One gives vithankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves. That are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the
Sanatana Goswami.
Somebody.
In his Vaishnava Toshini, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini.
What about Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami is everything. He's out of. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed the Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument
hither and thither and so on. And on. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari. But Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. sometimes he आलोचना करते हैं आलोचना
में
काटते हैं उनके आर्गुमेंट को कि कट्स द आर्गुमेंट्स ऑफ हिंदू सन्यास डायरेक्टली ही टेल्स दैट वेयर इन श्रीमद् भागवत इज एनी एग्जांपल दैट गोपीज वास्वकीय पति सुतान्वय भ्रातृ अहम भगवान एंड देर आर सो मेनी एग्जाम्पल्स इन ईच श्लोक दैट गोपीज वास्वकीय नॉट हियर इन वृंदावन बट ऑल्सो इन ग्लोक वृंदावन
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement. When Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parent, that you're a mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishnu Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, this was happiness. So,
is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishnu Acharya. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means. This is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try.
I have to.
Analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishnu Acharya Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental strength. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we will have to judge and
weigh
see.
Everything.
Analyze.
Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami.
But he has not cared. Julian Mani has given a very big
commentary. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami.
Against?
All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our Acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwala Nilmani, you can see that duty, swayam duty, after duty. In swayam duty means this will come next year. Swayam Diti means Gopis, Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabda uttha, nedara, artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing clearly, but you should go and see. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva Goswami?
Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not ruined. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So he said that.
So Jiva Goswami has told all these things, Vishwanatha Chakravarti. Tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees.
Huh?
He disagrees.
He disagrees with the fact that he has written it. Her pati of the Swakiya Bhava. What else?
Let me replace the
words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna. When they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that and everywhere meditate, and why you told in a rush that go at once to your husband and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman.
Intelligent.
Now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight. It is so deep, andhakar, dark. So many serpents and other things. And it is quite nirjana sthan. Nirjana means
quite
lonely. Yes, so return, not returning. I but it is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I'm your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
And Krishna told that, oh, now I know that you are here. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani. Dhani means.
Yeah, who knows the.
Wealthy person.
The one who knows.
Dhvani denotes anagarth. The inner meaning. Dhvani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
Huh?
Upalakshana.
No, no, no. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhvani. Pani piyoge, will drink water again. One was taking water. Any kantedar machali, she is having melts kata. Kata, you know? Kata.
So, fish?
She is having
lobster.
Full of bone, outside bone.
Tea?
Not bone. Kata ki hai. Kata mani ki.
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun ghodi kata hand bole. Kata ne ni bole. Bone, ula pai jate.
Bone hana kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but.
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Not sword.
Lobster.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi din, drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was telling, announcing that I don't take anything on Ekadasi.
He was bathing,
Then, when he went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means that don't
take water in the cup.
Like, this is called dhvani. So, gopis and Krishna. In Bhagavata, I use like this.
Indirect.
Our indirectly. In our Goswami Granth, also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called Rasa.
This is Paroksha
Bhagavata. Paroksha Bhagavata. Paroksha Bhagavata.
Everything is Paroksha Bhagavata. To protect from Anarakari. The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopas who had ras with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary, or did their husband have? They also have ras.
This husband. In Golok Vrindavan, only Abhiman.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah. Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that Abhiman has taken shape at us by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question then. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see.
Jogtila.
Jogtila
is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Sure.
Jogtila is Abhiman.
Abhiman only. No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Sure.
Like in a dark room, I am alone in a room. At once, I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind, it was.
So, in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman, any word for Apna?
Ego.
Ego.
Concept.
Conception. But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of physical maya. Then?
No more. Yeah. You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have read 33 or 34? Everything is clear.
Yeah, there are many technical categories, words.
Very important.
And in Ujjala Nilamani?
For, only for Adhikari, not for Anadhikari. Anadhikari will lose everything by reading, and Adhikari will get everything.
Because there are so many technical words, it is difficult to frame the